We're learning new details tonight about the special operations raid on an ISIS leader in Syria. The man, identified as Abu Sayyaf, was killed last night, his wife taken captive, and another woman considered his slave rescued. Reports say U.S. commandos had to use hand-to-hand combat against Sayyaf and his guards. Sayyaf and others started using women and children as human shields, they say. But U.S. forces were able to keep the women and children alive while killing Sayyaf and 11 guards. Intelligence was recovered, including laptops, files, and phones. Sayyaf was a powerful figure who controlled ISIS oil and finance operations. Reporter Molly Henneberg has more from Washington.
A senior U.S. defense official tells Fox that this was, quote, a real firefight, a no-kidding old-school firefight. Here's what Defense Secretary Ash Carter said about the raid. Quote, last night, at the direction of the commander-in-chief, I ordered U.S. Special Operations Forces to conduct an operation in Al-Amir in eastern Syria to capture an ISIL senior leader known as Abu Sayyaf and his wife Sayyaf. Abu Sayyaf was involved in ISIL's military operations and helped direct the terrorist organization's illicit oil, gas, and financial operations as well. Secretary Carter says no U.S. personnel were killed or injured during this operation. The Obama administration has largely relied on drone strikes in fighting ISIS. But one former national security advisor during the President George W. Bush administration says President Obama was willing to take more of a risk here.
Let's face it, this is a statement as well. The U.S. for the first time going in on the ground, killing a high-value leader. The rest of the leadership now has even got to be more wary than they were before.
The Delta team also found archaeological relics, such as an Assyrian Bible. As for the Yazidi woman found during the raid, who appears to have been an ISIS slave, the Obama administration says it hopes to reunite her with her family as soon as possible.